The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Donald Trump made his first public speech since the assassination attempt at the Republican National Convention last night. The event came to a close after 4 days of intense electioneering, and our reporter Josh Crosby was there to capture it all. He joins me now on the line. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Pat.
You've survived it all. How was Trump's speech?
Well, where to start? So look, this is my first time covering a convention, and what an introduction to US politics. It's wild. It really is. So you've the wacky outfits and some bizarre views, but I was already expecting that kind of commercialization in America, the whole branded goods, Donald Trump food and drink, all that. But the convention itself, so 4 nights of speeches and the theatrics of it all, the crowd divided up into their different states. Texas has the cowboy hats, West Virginia with the miner hats. But on the stage then, they tried to tick every box. So you have speakers from different backgrounds, nationalities. You had a man whose sister was killed by a migrant, a Jewish woman whose son was kidnapped by Hamas. They tried to cover it all. So last night we heard from Tucker Carlson, who slagged Joe Biden. Retired wrestler Hulk Hogan ripped his top off on stage. The UFC's Dana White introduced Donald Trump onto the stage. So a real celebrity lineup, if you like. And that's what it's become over here. That's what I can see anyway. That the Trump fans despise the idea of what they call career politicians. They don't trust them. Now, you asked me about the speech. We'll just take a listen to this, and it should give the listeners some idea of the tone it hit.
We have to make the most of every day for the people and for the country that we love. The attacker in Pennsylvania wanted to stop our movement, but the truth is the movement has never been about me. It has always been about you. It's your movement. It's the biggest movement in the history of our country. It can't be stopped. It has always been about the hardworking, patriotic citizens of America. For too long, our nation has settled for too little. We settle for too little. We've given everything to other nations, to other people. You have been told to lower your expectations and to accept less for your families. I am here tonight with the opposite message. Yeah. Your expectations are not big enough. It is time to start expecting and demanding the best leadership in the world, leadership that is bold, dynamic, relentless, and fearless. We can do that. We are Americans. Ambition is our heritage. Greatness is our birthright. But as long as our energies are spent fighting each other, our destiny will remain out of reach, and that's not acceptable. We must instead take that energy and use it to realize our country's true potential and write our own thrilling chapter of the American story. We can do it together. We will unite. We are going to come together, and success will bring us together.
Sounds like the Church of the Latter-day Trump, kind of sanctimonious stuff. That was part, a small part of his acceptance speech. I suppose he tried to set the tone of the campaign as it's going to proceed.
This is it. So the convention is for the voters to see what their nominee is hammering home and what their priorities are. Now, we only heard less than 2 minutes there, but all in all, he spoke for an hour and a half. Now there was exaggeration on some fronts, like the world was in a state of peace and harmony when he was president, and how much of this famous wall he's built, and would it be difficult to try and find something he didn't promise, I suppose, with the audience. Yeah. He was listing off things like he had a magic wand, that they'd be on the way to finding a cure for cancer and Alzheimer's if he was president. He would stop the wars and conflict around the world with a phone call. He then really went to town on ending the support for electric vehicles, describing it as a green scam. He wants to drill for oil in the US. This got the chant of drill, baby, drill going by the crowd. He also spent time reflecting on the shooting, of course, and said he's not meant to be here. This started another chant then of, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
CNN counted, I think, 12 lies that he told during his speech. But that is par for the course. But lots of theatrics, Josh. I can only imagine that the crowd is very loud, very boisterous. We had a touch of it there in the first clip you played. Presumably, they're very happy with the speech.
Oh, they were, Patch, they were. And to be honest, I'd say he could have said anything and they would have lapped it up. A lot of the people I've met throughout the week are, in their own words, Trumpsters. They're not Republicans, certainly not Democrats, but Trumpsters. So it's all about him. If he wanted to go off on a tangent of policy, they'd back him. I met with some of them just as he finished and there were thousands of balloons, red, blue and white balloons dropping from the ceiling. There was an opera singer. It was as if he'd been elected president already. We'll start off with William Lambert, who's a state representative from Tennessee. And you can just hear it in his voice. He was on an adrenaline himself from even being addressed by Trump.
It's fantastic, man. Look, it's a promise of a better future for the entire planet. A strong America is a strong Ireland, is a strong world.
What part of it really hit home for you?
I think he showed a sign of him we've not seen before. Almost getting killed by an assassin's bullet. I think it's changed him. It's brought him the humility. I think it's brought him a sobriety to just life that you can feel coming through that speech. You can tell that man loves everybody, and he loves this country, he loves your country, he loves this world. I think he's going to bring us to a whole new future.
What really resonated with me was that he spoke about the day of the assassination attempt and said, this is the one time that I'm going to talk about it. He's not going to use it again. I find that to be very admirable.
John Gizzi, chief political columnist and White House correspondent for Newsmax.
So you've been analyzing and examining speeches for years now, I imagine, John.
Well, I've been covering every convention since 1980.
And how did that speech compare?
Well, it's unique in the sense telling the story of his near death moved the audience to silence and segueing into a vision that is adventurous and yet more centrist than certainly the one he spelled out in 2016. I was telling a friend, I agree that he spoke too long, more than 90 minutes, but that's Donald Trump. You have to expect a bit of that.
Do you think for the viewers at home it's after winning him votes?
Yes, I think it is, because even if they just saw him tell his story about nearly the end of his life, the audience was going to be hooked after that.
After that, I'm sure they were. Now, that's just some of the reaction to the Trump speech. You had a report during the week from some local Democrats. Did you meet any Americans who are still undecided, or is it very partisan and very rigid?
It surely is split, Pat. Even the media landscape here is something else. When I was going around approaching people for a chat, I'd say, look, I'm from Ireland. I'm here for the convention. Will you say a few words? And most people were happy to talk. But then there were others straight off the bat. They'd say, are you a liberal station? Are you left or right? So that division of you're either in my camp or I don't trust you at all was very evident. And however, I did meet one man, Pat, who wasn't attending the event now himself. And he's still on the fence of who to vote for. He goes by the name Z, and he's a mental health crisis worker. Z feels that parties are speaking out both sides of their mouths and that the everyday American is struggling.
I'm 100% undecided due to a lot of the division that's going on with both parties separating the country, when in fact I know that there's a lot of things, great things, that we all have in common. When it comes to politics, they seem to separate us all.
So what is it that you want to learn? What is it that you want to find out between now and November so you can make your decision?
What I want to learn is who really for the people. You know, when I say the people, I'm not just talking about African-Americans. I'm talking about people in general, you know, who really go have our backs, who really go make sure that we are taken care of and that people go have health care, they continue to protect us, protect our borders and our families. That's what I want to hear, you know. Politicians are going to be politicians. You know, they say what they need to say to their constituents to get voted. But you got some politicians, no matter if they're Republican or Democrat, that actually care about us, that actually want to get things done, no matter what they are. Here in Milwaukee, I met a lot of Republicans, and they actually care. They care about me. They care about my family. They care about the urban community, and they want to see some change. Not so much with the Democrats. You know, they say things to us just to get voted because they think that a lot of black people are going to vote for them. It's vice versa. It works both ways. I just want to see some change, some real change. You know, people talk about it, but I really want to see some real change.
When you say change for what? Is it the coins in your pocket? Is it your safety? What does the everyday man who's working the normal job, what does he or she want?
He or she want, they need health care. They need universal health care. That's one thing for sure. If they can do that, no matter Republican or Democrat, to really help American people with health care, then I think that's a major plus for me to decide who I'm going to go with.
And that's Z, an undecided voter in Milwaukee in the state of Wisconsin, where the convention has been ongoing for 4 days. Now, when it comes to the current president, Josh, we know Joe Biden tested positive for COVID. There's been a question hanging over him since that televised debate, in which he behaved really poorly. And they're now reporting overnight on this side of the Atlantic that even Barack Obama is saying privately that Joe Biden's path to victory in the presidential election in November has narrowed severely. So do the Republicans at the convention think that he will be the man that Trump is up against in the election?
Well, they're so confident here that they say it doesn't matter who's running for the Democrats, that Trump is in. Now, I've heard from some of the Republican politicians say that they're actually delighted that it's Biden who's running. They feel this gives him an even stronger advantage. So I don't know what the Democrats' campaign manager must think of that when they hear that being said on TV. There really is a sense here that Trump is going to get in. And of course, like at something like this, at the convention, there's obviously going to be enthusiasm and positivity. But speaking with reporters who are working the ground, the political arena here in the US, they say that the shooting the weekend has changed everything. And then I was speaking with students yesterday who are part of a nonpartisan group holding an event here. And they said that the Democrats have lost a wave of younger voters due to the war in Gaza. But then those votes are not necessarily going to go to Trump either. So the next few weeks will be very interesting. I've been asking those attending the convention what they think about Biden himself and if he will be the one Trump will have to beat or will someone else be nominated.
We love Trump. And now with J.D. Vance as his running mate, it's even better. They make a great team. They're going to do great things for our country.
How do you feel about Joe Biden being the opposition?
I hope he is out of the office. He has done some terrible things for our country. I mean, all our families are suffering. He does not want to give up. He wants to run the race against Trump. But I hope he does, because we're going to blow him out of the water.
My reason for being here is that I'm a big supporter of President Trump. But more than that, I'm simply a person who is very upset with the status quo in the country. Number one is this unchecked migration, which is just unacceptable. Number two is the more general direction as a result of the leadership of this country. We've come to a mindset that of victimology. Anyone who has not achieved the level of success that they've wanted in this country can lay the blame upon someone else. At this point, it doesn't matter who is running. The country is rejecting and will reject in November what they are selling.
My reason for being here is because I believe God sent me to come here. Policies of the Democrats left me a long time ago. They refused to allow a place for someone that didn't believe in abortion.
And how do you feel about Joe Biden being the opposition? Do you think he'll be there in November? Will he be the one that Trump is up against?
I don't know if he will be or not, and I don't think it matters. I think this election is about policies, and the policies of the left are so outrageous. I believe the American people are going to be voting for common sense.
So Biden or not, you won't be switching back to the Democrats?
Oh, no. No, we will not.
How are you feeling about the opposition then, Joe Biden himself? Do you think he'll be the one that Trump will be running against in November?
I do believe so, that he will be, yes. And, you know, God bless him for what he has done, but it's time that he steps aside and let a true leader come in and put this country back to where it needs to be.
When you say God bless him, you're not as distasteful or as hateful or as angry as some others.
Well, no, because, you know, it's hard being a leader and stepping out, you know, but it's time for him to move on. You know, we need to have someone who's actually going to get this country back to where it needs to be.
And there you have it. Donald Trump supporters confident that he will return to the White House. Josh, thank you very much for that report. So is it to bed or to party?
Oh, to bed, Pat, to bed. Time to rest. I need to rest and get out used to back to my old time zone.
All right. We'll see you back in base anyway, Josh. Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, Pat. We'll see you on the home soil.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.